So you get the word down into your heart, in your mind. When you do that, your lips will be accustomed to confessing them. We have to speak the word of God.
Welcome to day four of another 10 Days of Prosperity on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons for today's study entitled, I Heartily Agree with God. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We got a very special guest today, Pastor George Pearsons from Eagle Mountain International Church. Hallelujah. George is a man that is full of the Word, and he's full of faith, and he's full of patience. He puts up with all of us all the time, in Jesus' name. Welcome to the broadcast, George.
Well,
we're enjoying this week.
I'm so glad to be here. You know, when I came down here from Massachusetts, you all retaught me how to talk.
No, and dress.
And dress. And
we're going to show a picture of you, you and Brother Copeland in the early days.
Yeah,
I'm sure everybody's going to want to picture this.
Yeah. But I am so glad of what I have learned over these past 35 years.
You have acclimated to the Southern Texas way of life very well.
I have.
Coming from Boston, that's saying a lot.
I can say y'all, and it just rolls off my tongue.
We can hardly tell. Don't tell him. Anyway, we're glad you're here.
Well,
and you've been a blessing to our family, to the church, to the work of God and all the world, and we love you.
Well, thank you. I love you, too, and I appreciate you and Kenneth for raising me.
So. That's right. Hallelujah.
We are now in day four of another 10 Days of Prosperity.
We are just
immersing ourselves in this subject of prosperity, because in these times we need to hear this.
We do.
It's
good
important
for you and me to hear it.
It's good for us to hear it. And so today I'm talking about an interesting topic about I heartily agree with God.
I like that.
It's one thing to agree with God. But it's something entirely different to heartily agree with God.
Yes, amen.
Let's look at some scripture.
That's faith.
Romans chapter 4. We're going to be talking about the faith of Abraham here. You are prospering today. You know it?
Yes,
you are.
Amen.
You are prospering today. In Romans chapter 4, I'm going to read this to you from the King James, and Gloria will read it to you from her Amplified translation. And in verse 18 of Romans 4, this is talking about Abraham, and it says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and he being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform.
Amen.
And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Gloria, let's hear what it says from your Amplified Bible.
In 18, It says, for Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations as he had been promised. So numberless shall your descendants be. That was the promise.
Mm-hmm.
He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old. When he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb, who could never have children.
Yeah, impossible.
No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised to do. Like Ken says, he said, oh man, you don't count. Oh woman, you don't count.
Yeah.
God, you count.
That is why
his faith was credited to him as righteousness, or right standing with God. But the words, it was credited to him, were not written for his sake, but they were written for our sakes. Two, righteousness will be granted to and accredited to us also who believe in, adhere to, and trust and rely on God who raised Jesus from the dead.
That's good. My translation here, this King James in verse 24 says, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised Jesus from the dead. So we follow after the faith.
He was our example of faith to us.
Exactly. I was just going to say we follow after
That's
the faith of Abraham.
That's right.
Now there's something in this, Gloria, that I think is very interesting that we need to follow in the faith of Abraham. In verse 18, my translation says, who against hope, believing in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. I did a study on the phrase according to, and I came up with something very interesting, that when you look up the Greek of the word according to, it means in hearty agreement.
Hearty agreement. Hallelujah.
In hearty agreement. And that hearty agreement, you see, God spoke to Abraham and said, you would be the father of many nations. He called him Abraham. So every time Abraham spoke his name, he was calling himself the father of many nations. And so he was not just in agreement with God. He was in hearty.
He jumped into it.
He did. That's a good way to put it. He jumped
in
with both feet. He jumped into it and accepted it. The word hearty means total, complete, unquestioning, unreserved agreement. Total, complete, unquestioning, unreserved agreement.
Hallelujah.
He was in hearty agreement with what God spoke to him about being the father of many nations. And so what we have to do, and this is what the Lord showed me in our session for this today, is that, Gloria, we have to be in hearty agreement with God about what He has already said in His Word about our prosperity.
Yeah, that I would say that means to be enthusiastic, to be joyful.
To be joyful, that's good.
Wouldn't you be joyful to get out of debt if you were in debt? Wouldn't you be joyful to be healed if you were sick? Glory to God. We're faith people.
I agree with
God. We can believe the Word of God.
That's right.
That's the only evidence we have to have is the written Word of God. Hallelujah.
And I like what you said, an enthusiastic agreement.
Yeah, that's
great. Not just a little, or...
Get excited.
Yeah.
You got to get excited.
And it's heartfelt. It is a deep, heartfelt agreement that Abraham got into God with. And, you know, he was not weak in his faith. He didn't consider his own body. He staggered not at the promise of God. And that's what we must be, those who do not stagger.
That's right.
At the promise of God.
Faith can do that. Only faith can stagger not.
Only faith can stagger not.
And to have faith, you have to have a word from God. You have to have something to base faith on.
You have to have something to be in hearty agreement with.
That's right. God's Word. If He said it, we can get in hearty agreement with Him.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you called me and asked me to do these broadcasts, I was in hearty agreement.
Good.
You should have seen me jump.
Oh, hallelujah.
I was so excited about doing this. I was in hearty agreement with Glory about coming in and doing these broadcasts. I wasn't like, oh, well, maybe. No, I was in full, total, and complete agreement. That's the way Abraham was about being the father of many nations, and that's the way we should be about our prosperity.
Why was he that way? Because of it was a word from God, he saw himself the way God said he was.
Yes.
And that's the way we've learned to look at ourselves from the Word of God.
From
if it says we're the righteousness of God, we say we're the righteousness of God. If the Bible says it's God's will for us to prosper, and the curse of poverty was, and all the curse of the law was put on Jesus, we say, glory be to God,
right.
I'm free from the curse.
That's
poverty
right.
is history because
That's
we are
good.
Free from the curse.
Poverty is history because when we look into
Sickness
the Word,
is history.
We are looking at ourselves. I like that scripture that talked about in Luke 4, Jesus found himself in the Word.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel. He found himself in the Word.
That's right.
And we have to find ourselves in the Word where our prosperity is concerned.
And not just one time only, but we find ourselves, if we're smart, we find ourselves daily in the Word.
Daily in the Word of God.
That's right.
Whatever God says we can do, we can do.
That's right.
Whatever God says we can have, we can have.
That's right. We have.
Whatever God says we are, or whoever God says we are, we are. And God promised Abraham and said to him that I'll make you the father of many nations. And Abraham believed according to
God.
Or in hearty agreement with God.
Amen.
So one of the things that I wanted to mention to you today and us is about the power of our words and being in hearty agreement with God. Take a look at this sheet that I gave to you.
Let me see.
And we'll include these with our notes. I was up this morning very early praying over these broadcasts, and I put this together because these are, and we'll include these in your notes as well. But Gloria, I am a collector of fine definitions.
You are a great organized
man. I have things written down from years past about what people have preached and said. Well, I have collected a number of comments that Brother Hagin made, that Brother Copeland made, that Charles Capps made about the power of our words. And we have to speak the Word of God. When we speak the Word of God in faith, we are getting in hearty agreement with what God
That's
has
right.
already said about
it.
Us. We take
we
it.
We receive it means to take it. Mm-hmm. We take it.
And so take a look on the left side of your front page there. I wrote these about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock this morning. In Proverbs 22:17 and 18 in the Amplified Translation, it says, listen, consult, and submit
consent.
To the words of the what? Yeah, consent.
I can read your writing better than you can read your writing.
Consent and submit to the words of the wise and apply your mind to my knowledge.
Yeah.
For it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them.
Believing.
Your lips will be accustomed to confessing
isn't that a
them.
Good scripture.
Praise so you get God. The word down into your heart, in your mind. When you do that, your lips will be accustomed to confessing them. We have to speak the Word of God.
We have to.
And when we speak the Word of God, we're getting into agreement, hearty agreement, with what God has
already said.
Yep.
Praise
God. And that's
God.
What we do. I found this in Isaiah 58:13. Don't speak your own words. Don't speak your own words.
That's good. Speak
and then
His word.
Proverbs 17, Amplified, concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent or the paths
Praise
of the
God.
Destroyer.
That's so good.
Concerning the works of men, by the words of our mouths, uh-huh. we avoid the way of the violent and the paths of the destroyers. So we have to get in hearty agreement with what God has already said about our prosperity.
That's right.
There's no room for wavering. There's no room for questioning. There's no room for us to sit and say, well, you know, maybe this works, maybe it doesn't. There's no room for us to say, and no place for us to question whether or not this prosperity message is for us.
You know, sometimes desperation helps you. It's a great incentive.
It is an incentive.
Because when Ken and I began to learn these things, we were in debt. We were having trouble paying the bills mm-hmm. and eating also. I mm-hmm. had to pray in tongues when I went to the grocery store. And we quit writing checks. Did I ever? I might have already said this during this.
No, you quit writing checks.
But we, you know, we were in those days. We were living in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And we couldn't afford the $2 or $3. I'm not sure which one it was. $2 or $3 check charge.
Oh dear.
And today, it's, what is it? I don't know. It's
boy.
Way on up there. Thank God it wasn't
well,
in those days.
You haven't had a check that bounced in a while,
no,
have
I
you?
Haven't. And so I'd go to the grocery store with cash. We just kind of operated on cash because we couldn't afford to have a $3 charge on our bank account. And so I'd have this cash in my pocket, and I would just pray in tongues believing God that I had enough money to pay my way out, because it would have been very embarrassing to have to go put all that stuff back. So I'd pray and believe God, I've got enough money to do this.
Oh, man.
Now, I never remember having to put anything back, but I do remember praying.
Yeah,
but you were... couldn't write a check. You know, we didn't even have a credit card. That was kind of before credit cards even, thank God.
But you were in agreement with God.
Yes, that's right.
About your prosperity and getting through that store.
That's right, and getting out without having to be humiliated.
And put something back.
Yeah.
Didn't I thought I heard Kenneth talking about this, and maybe you, about how many different ways you were able to cook potatoes?
Well, Ken's mother, we went home and his mother gave us a big sack of potatoes. But that was back at the very beginning. And we had a house, it had a kitchen, but it didn't have a refrigerator and it didn't have a stove. We had a house.
We were leasing a house. Wow.
And so we had a rented rollaway bed, and we had, and his mother had given us a coffee pot, one of those old coffee pots that sit on top of each other.
Yeah.
And I would boil potatoes in that coffee pot. And I put our, it was cold, so I had a cardboard box that I put right outside the kitchen door with our food in
it. Oh, Gloria.
George, don't cry.
Oh.
I mean, I came out of it. But that's where we started. That was early on in our marriage.
Those are some rough times.
I'm telling you. Rented rollaway bed, and it went like that to the middle, you know. So so I'm not talking about something I haven't experienced. And that's where we began to learn.
Yeah, that was the beginning.
That was really the beginning. And it was some time before we really learned how to lay hold of financial things. But that was the beginning.
And it was back in those days. You'd started going to Brother Hagin's meetings.
It was back in those days I read that Bible that Vanetta gave Ken for his birthday.
Oh,
it said, Ken Precious, seek ye first
the kingdom of God
and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added unto you.
Yep.
We had two lawn chairs for furniture, and we had a rented rollaway bed, and we had a metal coffee table that Ken made in high school.
Wow.
And we had a cardboard box.
That was the extent
on
of
the
your
porch
furnishings.
For a refrigerator. And that's where we start. That's where I saw that the Lord will meet my needs right there in that scripture. Now, it took us a while. It took me a really while to learn how to lay hold of things by faith. But at least I saw that he would take care of me. He cared for the birds. I thought if he cared for the birds, he cares for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was what you call simple faith.
It was very simple there.
But it was a beginning.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah, and the Lord began to bring you out of that. It wasn't too much longer after that. Now, you and Kenneth were at ORU. He was going to school. Was that the same time that after that you were going to Brother Hagin's, those meetings every quarter?
It was a pretty long time before we began to learn faith.
Mm-hmm.
We were just kind of hanging out there with a few scriptures.
But you took hold of that, and you got in hearty agreement.
Yes,
every time you saw something in the Word, you got in hearty agreement with it.
Yeah, I did. I just believed it.
When you found that scripture about not owing any man anything but to love him, you got in agreement with that, didn't you?
I did, and it looked impossible. It just looked impossible. But we'd committed to the Word by this time, and so we said, okay, we won't borrow any more money. That's why I was in the grocery store with a little money in my pocket. But you know, God is faithful.
He is
faithful.
When
we're faithful to His Word,
He
is faithful to get us help from that Word.
Well, it's important for people to hear this because there are so many people that are watching that are in that same kind of position, struggling, and you got in agreement with the Word.
That's right.
Just like Abraham did.
Amen. And you know, you'd be hard-pressed to get in a worse condition than where we started. Because we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
We had a rented rollaway bed. We had that coffee table Ken made in shop. We had a black and white TV. And I'll tell you how long ago. It was in the dark ages. It was when the Beverly Hillbillies first came on.
Jed.
That's where I saw the first Beverly Hillbillies.
And on that TV.
Let me tell you how tall they were. They were this tall.
Along the
screen.
Because
that's the only picture that television had. Hallelujah. Think about it.
Oh, Gloria.
But God began to get us the Word.
What God has done. So you begin to align your words with the Word of God, and you got in hearty agreement with what God
said.
Now,
it took us a while to get there, but when we heard it, we took it. We heard it. We took it. We acted on it. And we began to speak words that we wanted to come to pass, just like our teacher, Kenneth Hagin, taught us.
Right. And you began to learn about the power of words.
Faith. We learned faith from Kenneth Hagin.
Yeah.
And until then, we were in, you know, we were believing what we read, but we needed a teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, it would take us years and years to figure out the things that we could learn from him quickly.
Right.
And so God got us a teacher.
You immersed yourselves in that, the tapes, listening to the tapes and all of that.
And we acted on it.
And you learned about the power of your words. You know, a couple of these things that, well, like for instance, Kenneth said this. Right here on this page, there is nothing in this earth so great and so powerful, including the physical body, that it cannot be turned around with our words. He also said this, the entire course of nature, our future and destiny, and the circumstances surrounding every human being are controlled by that person's words. And then this third one here, we don't have a choice whether or not we live by words. We do, however, have a choice of what words we live by.
Now where do we see that in Scripture? The Bible says, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So what you hear yourself talking, if you're talking lack, unbelief, fear, we don't know what we're going to do, you're not talking the Word of God. You're talking what's in you in abundance.
Yes.
So what do? We have to replace the world's voice with the Word of God.
Now,
but
we
can do it.
We don't have time for this today, but I do have on the notes that you can get on kcm.org, click to Pastor George's notes. I have written out here 20 scriptures that I made into confessions of prosperity that we can heartily agree with.
Amen.
Let me just read a couple of them to you. For instance, Deuteronomy 8:18, it is the Lord my God that gives me the power to get wealth in order to establish his covenant in the earth. See, I'm getting in agreement with what God has already said about me. Psalm 36:8, I'm abundantly satisfied with the prosperity of God's house, and I drink out of the river of his pleasures.
Praise God.
I'm getting in agreement. Every time I say that, I'm getting in hearty agreement with what God has already said.
Thank God for the written word.
Praise God for his written word.
Nobody has an excuse to be defeated, sick, in poverty. You can get on the written word and you can come out from under the curse.
That's
all that stuff, all that bad stuff is called a curse in the Bible. But thank God, the Bible says we've been redeemed from the curse.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Jesus himself redeemed us.
Yes.
George and I'll be right back.
Praise God.
We believe the Bible says that he's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it happen. And he's done that in our lives. You have to get to a point where either you believe it or you don't. There's either black or white. There's no gray in that, you know? And that's how we take that in our lives. Lord, you said it, therefore, we expect this in our life, you know? Because we trust you. You're our God. You're our Father, you know? You're our good shepherd. We shall not want, you know? And any need in our life, we've seen him over and over, you know, taking care of that for us above and beyond. So we take that literal.
God wants believers to be rich, healthy, thriving, and at peace. Prosperity is God's will for anyone who's willing to take him at his word. Unfortunately, too many believers live in lack. They limit God to what the world says is true rather than believing God's promises. The Laws of Prosperity package is a key foundational teaching by Kenneth Copeland. This book and CD package is designed to transform your world into the reality of always having more than enough. The Laws of Prosperity provides the keys to discover your personal plan for success and confirms that God's will is abundance. You can have more than enough resources to meet every need, pay every bill, and realize your destiny. The Laws of Prosperity provides step-by-step instructions to establish the right mindset to overcome any spiritual, mental, or physical obstacle. The purpose of prosperity is to be rich in good works, share the gospel, and distribute resources to the world. Discover your place of increase today. Order the Laws of Prosperity package for just $20 and enjoy a 40% savings. Take hold of the promises of God concerning prosperity and walk in His abundance every day. For an additional discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Order the Laws of Prosperity package today.
If you want to get started in the Laws of Prosperity, or if you want to refresh yourself, we've got a great offer. The Laws of Prosperity, Kenneth Copeland, 6-CD series. This man knows what he's talking about. And when you order this, we're going to send you this free. This is free. The Laws of Prosperity in written form. Hallelujah. Mm. If you're facing financial challenges, you need to get on with the Word of God. You don't have to go under. You can go over with the Word of God. Mm. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And faith is what makes a difference in your life. Believing what is written. And so we want to help you do that. Just order this, and we'll send you this free also. George and I are going to pray for your finances. George, you pray for everybody's finances.
I'd love to. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that today, Lord, we are in hearty agreement
You
about your finances for the people that are watching right now.
Yes, for every person.
Lord, we praise you for financial freedom in their lives.
Glory to God.
And we honor you that you are their supplier, you are their provider, and you are the source of all supply.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And we ask
Amen.
You for revelation
Thank
of
you,
these
Lord.
Things to
praise
manifest.
You,
Thank in
you,
them, Lord.
Lord,
from the Word of God.
That's
if
right.
you need help
you,
and you
Jesus.
Want somebody to help you pray, the Partner Service Center is always open. And they're here for you. They're here to pray every day. Hallelujah. If you want a prayer minister to talk to, we'll call and we'll pray. And in Fort Worth, we're here. That's around the world. Here we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we've got people that know how to pray. The other offices, you have to check their hours of operation. But this Word works. I'm here to tell you that all things are possible to him that believeth.
Yeah.
Now, how do you believe it? You hear the Word and faith comes. Glory to God. For day 5, tomorrow we're going to talk about money cometh to me now. So you don't want to miss it. This is Gloria Copeland, George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So if we do not waver, and if we do not get off of our faith, and we do not get off the Word of God, then there is a great recompense of reward. And that recompense of reward is money is coming on feet in our direction.